The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. All right. So, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Happy Hour. Lovely to see you, see your faces, and feel you in this Zoom room. And we're in many different time zones tonight. We're joining. I can see folks from different time zones and different countries. It feels, yeah, there is a sense that I have with Happy Hour ever since we've moved to this online format, the sense of common humanity, even more with so many folks joining internationally in different time zones. So I want to bring that into the room, name it, so that that'll be part of our practice tonight, holding the diversity of all of us human beings in this shape, in this form, having a body, and that having a body that ages, gets older, gets sick, has pain now and then. So this human condition on this planet that we're all a part of. So with that as an introduction, the theme for tonight that I like to guide us in a meditation is an appreciation of how challenging it is just to be human. You know, we often berate ourselves for not doing enough, being enough, this, that. We have a long to-do list, accomplishing, serving the world, serving others, taking care of ourselves, not eating too much, not eating too little, you name it, right? We each have to not exercise, you know, taking care of this body, taking care of what we need to accomplish in the world, what we want to accomplish in the world. And our minds can be so busy with this habitual doing, that we may not often turn our attention to what a valiant effort it is, how amazing it is that we're even alive and that we keep showing up. It's not easy being human. Basically, that's the message, to recognize that. For us to keep showing up with everything that our body faces, everything that our mind faces in this world. I think we all deserve a purple heart, which is this medal of courage in the United States. So we all deserve a medal of courage just for continuing to show up, just for continuing to be human and show up in our lives, especially at this time of the pandemic, with everything that's going on in our world. Just going through life is, you know, we take it for granted, but it's to appreciate ourselves for continuing to show up, however we show up, even if we think we're not doing good enough. We're doing plenty. It's amazing to be human and to go through all the ups and downs, all the heartbreaks, all the disappointments, all the, you name it, you fill in the dots, all the missed this and ups and downs. This being human is not for the faint of heart. And my invitation tonight in the guided meditation is for us to give ourselves credit, really appreciate our own beauty of humanity, of just showing up, showing up. We keep showing up. We keep doing our best. And it's not easy. It's not easy. And holding ourselves with care and warmth and friendliness and appreciation for us continuing to show up, instead of what our minds could turn to in terms of self-judgment, or I should have, I could have, I didn't, falling short, which can actually, engaging in the self-judgment is pouring perfectly good moments, perfectly good mind moments after mind moments that have been challenging. So stopping and just starting again, okay, didn't turn out, however, did my best. Okay, let's begin again. Let's begin again. So that's the orientation for tonight. And more will be revealed to all of us as we explore together. So with that invitation, I would like to invite you to get comfortable in your sitting posture, whatever that might be, if you need to move in this moment. And if you need to lie down, that's okay too. If that's what your body is asking you in this moment in time, that's perfectly fine. Getting yourself to be comfortable. And landing in this body, landing in this body with friendliness. Letting go of all the words. And allowing, inviting your body to soften and relax. As always, we'll start by tilling the soil, by relaxing the body, softening. So important. If the body relaxes, softens, is receptive, the mind can settle. So I invite you to let go in this moment as best as you're able to. Let go of trying to achieve anything during this guided meditation. Relaxing your body. See that what happens when you let go of trying to achieve, trying it, making it to be any particular way, any particular outcome. Just for this practice period. Later you can pick it up, but right now, see what happens. If you completely step into the stream, into the current of this moment and see where it takes you. And wherever it takes you, to be completely okay with it, embrace it, bow to it. And for this matter, it could even be sleepiness. That's okay. For this particular practice, this period, let yourself be okay with whatever arises as a radical acceptance of your humanity in this moment. Letting your body be heavy. Oh, every limb. Your hands, your arms, neck, shoulders, your feet, your legs, sit bones, your whole trunk, your head, your jaw, your forehead, your eyes. Releasing, releasing. As if your body was a block of ice, with relaxation melting, 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 drop by drop. Drop by drop, the tension melting from your head, face, neck, shoulders, arms, trunk, sit bones, legs and feet. Letting each breath, in breath and out breath, be received naturally as it passes through the abdomen and with every breath more tension dripping, softening with every out breath. At the end of the out-breath, more tension melting down, down, down. inviting the mind to calm and settle. As each breath is received, in a body that continues to become more and more soft, heavy, and at ease. And now, if you would like to try this experiment, I'd like to invite you to take a perspective, an external perspective on your own life, seeing yourself. As if you are taking a step out of yourself and watching yourself in this movie of your own life. But the same way that sometimes in 3D movie theaters, you are given special glasses that help you see three-dimensionally. As you step out, you're given these powerful glasses, these Buddha nature glasses that you're going to put on. And as you put them on, you get to see your own strength, your own good intentions, your own beauty. You get to see yourself from the perspective of a compassionate being who loves you completely, knows you completely, and knows your challenges, and knows the ways in which you like to grow in life, and also knows all the ways, the challenges present themselves, all the causes and conditions, this being these glasses. Allow the seeing, the really perceiving in ways that you can't on your own, all the causes and conditions that even predate your birth coming into this world. Your genetics, parents, upbringing, all the things, globally, zeitgeist, so many things that you don't even have control over. And seeing yourself in this movie of your life with appreciation for the courage of the protagonist that is you. Keeps showing up, waking up every morning, hanging in there with challenges, doing their best. The sense of appreciation. You could be watching a movie segment from your life right now. Maybe today, how the day went from this particular perspective. Remember, you have these magical Buddha nature glasses on. It's a particular way you're seeing. And feel free to experiment, see what way of seeing works best for you. Emphasizing compassion. Care, love, which is not self-pity, seeing your strength, seeing your courage, seeing your good intentions, your values, challenges, whatever it might be, see what works for you. You're invited to experiment. Metta is a creative practice of cultivation. So it could be a piece of the movie of today, yesterday, or some period of your life that calls to you for you to be seen, for it to be seen, for it to be seen. From an unconditionally loving perspective. Feel free to experiment, see what works without attachment to outcome. It's just the way of seeing that's part of this cultivation. Make sure you stay connected with your body and the breath as you perceive, as you see. Remember, you have very special glasses on, so you're watching snippets of movies of your life. You're seeing yourself. Unconditional love, metta, care. As well as seeing your strength, beauty, intentionality, values, and the goodness that you have. And if you come across things that you've been criticizing yourself for, judging yourself for, see if you can see that part of the reel of the movie with these special glasses on from a completely different perspective. Seeing the causes and conditions beyond your control, and how you did your best as you could, given all the causes and conditions in the moment. Remember that these magic vision glasses allow you to see your strength, your grace, your beauty, your love, your devotion, your service. These allowed the seeing clearly of your goodness, as well as your challenges, with kindness, care, warmth, understanding. See what needs to be seen. What is calling to be seen in this moment? Calling to be held, supported, appreciated for you. And now I'd like to invite you with these glasses to turn your gaze. Expand your gaze to include the movie of lives of a few people around you in your life. Maybe include first someone that you care about, some being you care about, seeing their beauty and their challenges with the eyes of care, compassion, love, warmth, support, whatever nuance calls to you in this moment. And if there has been judgment for this moment, for this particular perspective as we're exploring, see if there can be understanding that this being has been doing their best, given all the causes and conditions internally and externally. Seeing their goodness. Now I'd like to invite you to include a neutral being, someone who you don't really know that well. Maybe you've interacted with very little. Someone at the store, maybe a neighbor you've walked by. Just another human being, just like you, who wants to be happy, who has hopes and dreams and disappointments, sorrows, losses. But just like you, they keep showing up no matter what, doing their best, providing for themselves, for those they love, trying to serve the best way they're able to. Given all the challenges, the causes, the conditions. See if there's a sense of friendliness, warmth, that becomes really clear as you're looking through these magic glasses for this fellow human being. Now, if you wish, you don't have to, and if it's challenging, you can drop it. I'd like to invite you to also look at the life movie of someone you have some challenge with, maybe not the number one person. But further down, someone you've had some entanglement with, your lives have become entangled in some way around something. See if you can look at their life, their movie through these glasses. Not condoning the hurtful actions, but also seeing that there's so many causes and conditions in this being's life. Seeing their humanity. And just like you, just like the neutral being, they too want to be happy. They don't want to cause harm in general. Seeing that they too have goodness in them. Balancing. Perspective of the challenges that they've caused you. It's seeing with kind eyes that there is goodness in them. And letting that in as little or as much as is available right now. Don't push it. And if it brings up a lot of angst, drop it. No worries. Be gentle with yourself and with this practice. Again, not condoning the harm that has been done. Separating the action from the humanity of the person. And for the last moments of this practice period, if you would turn your gaze, proverbial gaze, to all beings, all human beings, all beings, all sentient beings. On this planet. Being alive, being born, aging and dying is not for the faint of heart. To have a sense of appreciation for all beings whose lives you come in contact with in any way. In this fathom-long body, this mortal coil. And looking at these lives, so many movies, past, present, and future, through the eyes of compassion, seeing their grace, beauty, goodness, and their challenges too. Welcome back, everyone. So in this practice together, a different way of cultivating goodwill, metta, compassion, karuna. These practices of Brahmavihara, they're all skillful means, they're all creative, different forms of being creative for us to see ourselves with a different perspective. So in this, there was an invitation for the magic perspective to be put upon, to be put on using the Buddha nature glasses or perspective of compassion or perspective of compassionate being, whatever you want to term it, but for us to see, have a different kind of appreciation. Often these suggestions can shift us, can jiggle us out of our usual way of seeing ourselves, seeing our own lives and challenges, especially. So, love to ask you if there are any reflections you'd like to share. What's coming up for you? What came up for you? You're welcome to unmute yourself. You can also type them in chat. And I usually start by sharing something from my own practice. There were so many different pieces of it. I appreciated the idea of watching different snippets of my life and other people's lives, and also the inspiration for me to, as I interact with people, either live, socially distanced, to actually evoke this. It would be kind of fun to evoke this idea of putting on these glasses and seeing how the interaction can shift as a way to jumpstart it, to really bring it to the forefront. So anyone else would like to add any reflections, questions, comments? Everything is welcome.
That was really significant for me. My metta practice has been saying metta phrases. And this is really rich, so I'm going to be doing this a lot.
Great. Thank you, Joe. I'm delighted to hear how rich this felt for you and what a shift. Yay! Skillful means. Yay! I'm happy. Thank you for that. Any other reflections, questions, comments, complaints? Bring it on. Can also type in chat if there's anything that's coming up, one word or two is also nice to bring into the space.
There you go. I just noticed how much easier it was. I've been doing Brahmavihara every Monday now, and switching from each one. I just noticed how much easier it was looking through the lens of the Buddha nature. And it was really interesting too how when you talked about the neutral being and the difficult being, that like as soon as you started describing them and how they have the same causes and conditions, and they are trying to, they're doing their best as well. Like, they, as soon as you, like, were describing them, they were, like, instantly were, like, trying to not neutral. They, like, shifted away from that to, I guess, more, like, pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Austin. Yeah, I appreciate that, especially seeing the cause and conditions, and not just in your own life, but other people's lives. Yeah. Thanks for that. And a couple of offerings also in chat. Nav offers, I'm grateful to the crow for helping remind me to practice with openness to what comes up. Love that, Nav. Yes, that the crow reminded me too, right outside my window. Indeed. Gita offers, there are a lot of stories from my life, but this helps me see the story of my life and appreciate it with fierce compassion. Beautiful. Thank you for offering that, Gita. Oh, nice. And Kathleen is joining us. She was on the phone, but now she's with us. Great. Glad you're on, Kathleen. And Phil is offering, had some nice moments with my childhood self. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, so did I, Phil. That was fun. I enjoyed that part too. Lovely. And anything is welcome. As I said, it doesn't just have, I mean, whatever comes up is lovely. If you fell asleep, if it didn't work at all, there was a lot of tension. It's all good. It's a part of learning, part of working with. So I'd like to invite us now to interact together in small groups of size roughly three. And the invitation is to put on your glasses, to put on your magic glasses of compassion, to see both yourself and the other beings who are interacting with you in the 2 minutes. And each person will have just a couple of minutes to share what's coming up, how was this practice. There's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, didn't like it. There's no right or wrong at all. It's just how you hold yourself with complete acceptance, and you hold others. That's really the crux of it. That's really the invitation. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So I'm going to make the breakout rooms. And here we go. Okay. Creating the rooms. Adding the room. Da, 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 da. Okay, I think I have it. There. Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm about to open the rooms. Okay, here we go. Right, so we have just a couple of brief moments for sharing, and I also wanted to read a couple of things that folks had offered. One is from Sangeeta. Thanks for reminding how difficult a life we all live. Thank you also for highlighting how conditioning is caused by my genes, parents, surrounding, and whatever else. Gives me comfort that it's not just me. And Phil offers, loved being human is not for the faint of heart. Yep. That's right. So are you getting the meat? Okay. Yuka, are you getting feedback? Is that what that is? Oh, or the Me Too. Sorry, I'm not quite sure what the Me Too was regarding, Yuka. You're welcome to unmute yourself and share. Or maybe it was about the comment. Thanks for how difficult life is for everyone. Got it. Okay. I think I got that, Yuka. All right. A little delayed, but I think it's all working. So any comments, any reflections on your practice, either the first part or the community interactive practice with your special glasses on? Especially if you haven't spoken, please jump in.
Hi, I'll share. Thank you. I've been here a couple of times and I really appreciate the space that you create. I had a hard time with the practice. I like fluctuated. I could be in it for a moment in that viewpoint of, I forget the exact term you use, but yeah, it was just, I'm all over the place, but it was really interesting to put myself in the perspective of like, what if I was a true bodhisattva or, you know, somebody who's reached enlightenment or something, and I could look at myself through that light. I think there were like a couple of things going on. One was like, oh, what if I have access to that vantage point? Like, that's actually a part of me, was one thing that came up that was shocking. And then when we started talking about self-compassion, I sort of withdrew at that point. So like, I was really interested in like, oh, what if that's a part of me, like being the bodhisattva? And then once you said self-compassion, oh gosh, I can't give that to myself right now. Yeah, like I mentioned in our group, I like to use Kristen Neff's self-compassion break practice. She has a recording on Insight Timer. And I think I'll be needing to do that here in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing, reporting, Ariana. And I'm loving hearing how these different perspectives came up for you. This perspective of, oh, what if an awakened perspective is something that is available to me, is actually within me, and I can just switch on to it. Whoa, what if, what a lovely, lovely reflection. So my invitation would be to hang in with that, to hang in with that. And whatever happened with, oh, okay, how about self-compassion? Whoa, I can't go there right now. No, drop. That's fine too. Can't go there right now. Don't push it. Don't force it. All good. And if there are ways for you that you know you can go there to cultivate, to practice, it'll become more available, and then it'll become more available through other means. So this is lovely. So appreciate what came up for you. So hang in there. This is fun to explore. Who knows what comes up? I'll just quickly read a couple more offerings here. Let's see. Oh, I see. White noise is coming through. Okay, thanks for letting me know. That it was the white noise throughout the meditation or just now? If somebody can unmute yourself and let me know. Just now, there's the white noise. Okay, well, I will look into it. Thank you for the technical feedback because I hear myself just fine. And okay, let's see. Yeah, a relief to let go of some of the struggle. Yeah. And appreciate the care and consideration shown by my fellow yogis in their listening and awareness by Lisa. Thank you all. We've gone a few minutes over time tonight. Thank you for your patience. So let's come to a close, bring to a close our practice together and dedicate the merit of our goodness, the goodness we've created, co-created together, to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy, may all beings be free, including us. Thank you all. Be happy, be well, take care, see you soon. Bye. See you tomorrow. I'm teaching again tomorrow night. I switched with Diana. So yes, I'll teach again tomorrow night. Bye.